So this is going to be a short podcast describing my relationship with my dog, Kai. He's a Spitz, probably an American Eskimo. We got him when he was only like 6 weeks old, and I'm pretty sure my wife bought him just to train me in preparation for the coming of our first child. So like it's been quite an experience with this dog. When we first had him, when we first brought him home, because of he was in the new environment and new food and was like stressed and still getting used to us, he had diarrhea, and he had it for a while, and it was a pain in the butt to clean up. We got this little poop pad and a grate, and like he would use that because we live in an apartment on the 7th floor, and it's not as easy to take him out to use the bathroom all the time, although that's what we do now. But so he was getting poop all over the grate, and I have to clean the grate and wash it in the tub like a couple times a day in the very beginning. You know, I was like, all right, this is just training for when the baby, I gotta change the baby's diaper like every couple of hours because she's peeing or pooping. And then it kept going on, so we're like, what do we do? That can't be normal. And so we took him to the pet store owner. She seemed pretty knowledgeable, and so she checked. I had to bring a poop sample as well. So she checked his poop to make sure there was no like worms or anything like that in it, and said he's probably just stressed. So I get used to that, get used to all the poop and pee, changing it, and throwing it away and everything. And then later, when he was a little bit older, we were taking him for like one of his first walks, and he was on the sidewalk, and the ledge from the sidewalk to the street is only like 6 inches or around there. And I mean, he was a very small puppy at the time, and so he jumps off the sidewalk onto the street, and he just was the most uncoordinated dog at the time, lands awkwardly on his front paw and like sprains it, and so he starts yelping like crazy. He's in a lot of pain, and like he's limping and not walking right, and so we take him back upstairs, we pick him up and take him back and put him down, and like he's still limping in the house, and we were pretty worried that maybe he like broke his paw because he was holding it awkwardly. It's you know, concerned parents for our little puppy. We called the pet store owner again, trying to find a good vet because we're in Korea and like the base vet was closed at the time. So she was talking us through directions to find a good Korean vet. Won't rip us off, and we called a taxi, and like we're getting ready to go, and then like the dog seemed not to be in excessive pain, so like we'd freaked out and got in the car, got in the taxi, and then at the last minute decided we'll just wait it out, you know, over the night and see what happens. And lo and behold, the next day he was running around again, no problem. So I'm pretty sure when we have the baby, she's going to get a small fever or something, or start crying for some reason and won't stop for hours, and I'm just going to freak out and want to go to the hospital. But we'll see. Anyway, it's been quite an experience with him. All right. That's all I got for now. Maybe I'll actually develop this website idea. Try to put silly videos of this dog up. All right. Bye for now, guys.